Okay, this is June 14th, 1991, and we're at Vernon Berkey's camp near Helvetia with Norman Berkey and Brent Tozer. And why don't you just announce what you're going to play before you play it.
Okay, we're going to play High Lee, High Low, an old Swiss song. Tell it?
Yeah, what is High Lee and High Low all about?
Well, let me just think a minute now. High Lee, High Low, that's just kind of a like a yodel, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't have it on yet, huh?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh.
That's okay.
It's okay, High Lee, High Low is just a little bit like a yodel. It's just a saying. And then then we say, by us, everything goes, anything goes. And the longer we fool with things, the worse it gets. And we say here that my wife took off and took the money away and spent all her money, and here I am singing. That's what it amounts
to. Still happy.
Still happy, yeah.
And how about, where did you learn that song?
From our grandparents.
Grandparents.
Yeah.
And what were their names?
Fred Berkey, Sr., and Eliza, his wife.
And our it was handed down from generation to generation. We were say like the third generation that we know that have been singing this, and my dad also sang in it and taught us that and so on. He played music and so
and
on.
Your grandparents, were they? They were immigrants.
Yeah,
immigrants.
Yeah,
they came over here when they were 9 and 13. I think.
Mm-hmm.
And from
Bern, Canton of Bern, Switzerland.
Okay, great.
This is an old waltz from my granddad. We don't know the name of it, so we just called it Granddad's Waltz. Thank you. This is a Swiss song called Von meiner Berge muss ich scheiden.
Die Holle, 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 so schön und lustig ist, hört nur man daheim und bleiben, muss in der Witte verliegen. Sing Trolle Leo, 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 Leo. 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 Und brennte und das Hängli und der Geist komm mir den Zug zu den Alpen so schön und hoch im Vaterland sing Trolle Leo Okay, this one tells about this fella has to leave the mountains, the Alps. He was there herding his cattle around, and they were making cheese and so on. And now is the time, this is the fall of the year, now's the time when he has to leave. He has to go out from the mountains and get away from there and quit his business there. And he just hates to do that. And he says if he could just stay there and do it the year around, it'd be much better. And then in the second verse, we tell about in the springtime, he'll be back and repeat the same thing over. He's going to bring some goats the next time. He'll come back with his herd of cattle and goats, and then he'll do it again for the next summer, you know.
It's kind of like a lament that he has to leave.
Yeah, that's
he kind hates, of the weather.
On kind of the weather, they have to quit, see?
Right, right.
And they'd like to stay there forever.
And what was the title again?
Meiner Berge.
Oh,
M-E-N-I, Meiner. B-E-R-G-E-N, Bergen.
Bergen.
And what does that translate to?
My hills.
My mountains.
My mountains.
My Alps, really.
Okay, great. Thank you.
was Hinkle Pinkle.
Vernon, does that have a Hinkle Pinkle? What does that mean? Is that just nonsense words?
Just a nonsense yes. that I know of. I don't know of any interpretation for that, really.
And it just sounds like that, you know?
I see.
He goes, tinkle, tinkle, that means Hinkle Pinkle.
Your grandfather played the fiddle?
Yes.
The same one who did the singing?
Right, yeah.
And did that come from him?
Yeah, he brought this with him. That's who I learned it from. My dad.
Actually, Uncle Irvin played Hinkle that. Pinkle the most.
Yeah,
we had an uncle that was all fun. But he liked to drink a little bit, quite a bit. So when he'd get about half shot, then he'd play that piece. He could play it good.
Uh-huh.
Was he your dad's brother?
My dad's brother, yeah.
Irwin?
Right. Irwin Berkey. Berkey. Yeah.
All right. This is Gongmanit Gangdir Mismatthali, which means don't always go through my field. Oh, Gongmanit Gangdir Mismatthali, oh, Gongmanit Gangdir Misgros, oh, Gongmanit Gangdir Mismatthali, Father Ribriglati, oh, holy, oh, oh, holy, oh, oh, holy, oh, holy, oh, holy, oh, oh, holy, oh, oh, holy, oh, oh, holy, oh,
the
name of it is Gongmanit Gangdir Mismatthali, means do not travel through my field or my pasture like. And then it says don't go through my hay fields either, where they make hay. Let's see, Gongmanit Gangdir Mismatthali. And don't always come over and see my girlfriend, or you'll get a whipping. That's the thing.
That's the point.
And then the yodeling comes, you know. Yeah. I gotta always think.
You like to waltz, and I don't know, the piece just came around. I don't know who I learned it from, but it was one of my favorites from then on.
From how far back did you learn it?
Oh, probably 20 years or so.
This is a little Swiss song, and we're going to translate it into English, the second verse, or the third verse, really, I guess. And it's named Out on the Mountain.
Auf den Alpen so schön und so hoch, und Maria und sie hätte Brot. Sie leben mit und ich leben sie, und der fliegen, hallo, hallo, Glocken, sie legten, hallo, hallo, Lioli, ho, ho, Lioli, Lioli, Lioli,
this song up. I sing with a group in the senior citizens, and they wanted me to sing a Swiss song, so I didn't know one that I could sing without him very well. And so this our leader come to my house one afternoon, just like here, and we went over this, and we figured out something to rhyme, you know, and so on. That's what we come up with. And and he said, heck, that's the same tune as
Chime Bells.
Chime Bells, yeah. Chime Bells Are Ringing. So that's how we got a hold of that one.
Uh-huh. And you put the German words to it, too?
Yeah, I put the German words to it. And then he said, well, we just were practicing on the piano, and finally we got a chord and made a run and so on. And he said, well, that's a tune to Chime Bells. We just run it like that, you know, make it.
And this was a fellow who's in the senior center with you?
Yeah, he sings with us. He's our leader. He's the chief bottle washer.
This is the old Helvetia Polka. It's called we call it Helvetia Polka, but it used to be the Helvetia Schottische. So we got away from the Schottische part and just called it Helvetia Polka, and it goes like this.
Thank you.
every dance I've been to in Helvetia, they always do that, Helvetia polka. Is that something that's been around a long time, too?
My granddad played that piece,
uh-huh. And my dad. The
I think that's what it was called. They brought that from overseas.
It's a shoddish step, you know. That's a 1, 2, 3 hop. There's the Polish people play a lot of that kind of music. Yeah. It's that certain step is what they where the shoddish comes from.
When do you think they started calling it a polka instead of a shoddish?
I think right after World War II.
Yeah.
Something like in that order.
That's when music changed a little, and the older folks were moving away, they were gone, and us younger guys didn't press it, I guess, so that kind of stayed with the Helvetia polka. And it's about the same step.
Yeah,
I mean, as a regular, like the beer barrel polka and West Virginia and so on.
Did anybody in your family play a squeeze box?
No, we didn't have a squeeze box. We had an organ, a small organ, and my sister played it.
Yeah.
Then we got a piano later, and we always had a piano down at the hall, at the Star Band Hall and the community hall.
Now, did you fellows played in the Star Band?
Yes.
One time when you were young?
Yeah, when we were boys.
Yeah.
And what did you all play?
Cornets.
First.
I played first cornet. He played solo.
And my dad played what?
First and second
first
cornet.
And second,
yeah.
Both.
And how did you learn to play then?
Well, in school we had school band up here at high school at Pickens. Yeah, they had a teacher.
And
we had a band there.
And the first teacher we had run off with our money. We had socials and things, you know. And then we had $200 or $300 saved up for things, and here he took off with a few instruments and some money. All the money. So then we got a native from down here, Freddie Sumbaugh, to be the teacher. And he was in his 60s then, wasn't he?
Pretty close, yeah.
And so then he taught us for about a year and a half, for, well, two terms, let's say, of school, and then he died. And then they asked me, the Legion up here had a funeral, you know, and they asked me to blow taps at his funeral, and boy, I was shaking in my boots, but I blew taps for my teacher's funeral.
But there were some people, I was asking about the squeeze box, there were some people around here who played accordions, right?
Yeah, well, Jake Clay.
Howard played a little
bit.
Our cousin
played it a little bit.
He danced with the folk dancers also, and he was a teacher here for a while. And then, of course, after World War II, he went on down south for a job. But he played the accordion while he was here. He could play the piano, and the accordion is much like a piano, you know, and he played that.
And wasn't there a Zumbaugh that played?
Yeah, Bill Zumbaugh played the accordion. Yeah, he was the native from here. Well, he actually wasn't born here. Excuse me. But his dad was from here, and they moved to Ohio, and he learned it out there, and then he came here and stayed the rest of his life around here in Buchanan. But he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was good.
He played with the Sleepy Hollow Ramblers a lot.
Now, were the accordions something that the original people brought here with them too? I know they brought fiddles.
Yeah, there was an old accordion up at our house, wasn't there?
Yeah, and
it was old.
There's a piano accordion, they call it, and then what's the other one called?
Accordion?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it didn't,
on both
sides. It didn't have the piano.
Mm-hmm. That was the old one.
That was the old one, and there was one of those at our house, wasn't
there?
Yeah,
but I don't know.
We boys tried to play it and tear it up and so on, but
we never learned
to play it. No,
I don't know who brought that or who played it even. Maybe Aunt Julia might have took lessons,
maybe our aunt. Yeah, she incidentally, she's still living in Cleveland, and she's 95, I guess.
Or she'll be 95. Her birthday's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Never forget it.
Mm-hmm. And she'll be 95.